Talking about a person was Mekadesh a girl without permission of the father, which we learned before that Rabbi Shmuel said, that she needs a get and she needs me, and I have hot water. She needs a get and she needs me. So here, what happened was she died, and she fell to Yibum. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Mamenes L'Mamaroi, Mamenes L'Zikasai. She would need healing. Besides the get, right? If he did it Maimer, he has to do get and Mian. She has to get and Mian. But if he didn't do Maimer, then she only gets Chalitza. So there's no reason anymore, no gets necessary, and no Mian is necessary. Ketzad. Asaba Maimer, Tzicha get, Tzicha Chalitza, Tzicha Mian. She needs three things. Tzicha get, Shemen Nisratza Abba Kedusha Sheini. Right, maybe when he did Mimer, that is Kedushin. So maybe that became a first marriage, meaning maybe he didn't agree to the first one, but he agreed to the second one. So therefore, she would need a get as if she married the second one, because Mimer is a Kedushin. So it either a Kedushin that works for a first marriage, or it's a rabbinic Kedushin that works by Yibum. But you need a get either way. So she needs a get. Tzricha Chalitza. Shemen Nisratza Av, Tzricha Chalitza, Shemen Nisratza Av, Kedusha Rishon. She might have been a Yivama, and if she's a Yivama, she to be freed, she's a biblical Yivama, so she needs Chalitza. Get can't help for Yivama. Get can help for a first marriage. Get can help for Mimer. Get cannot help to remove Zika. So therefore you have to have Chalitza. And then Tzicha Mian, Shemaloi Nisratza Avloi B'Kedusha Rishon V'Loi B'Kedusha Sheini, V'Yaimru Ein Kedusha Taivsim B'Chaisa. What happens is, maybe he didn't agree to either one, so she wasn't married, right? And what happens is, people will say that if the guy would marry, the Yavam would go marry the sister, it's not a good Kedusha, because he was considered married to the first sister, right? The person died. This Yavam did Maimer, right? So now people will say no more Kedushin to the Yavama sister. But meanwhile, maybe there is Kedushin, because maybe there was no marriage, no Yibum, no nothing. And therefore, the sister is eligible for Kedushin. So therefore, we say she has to do Mian to make sure that everybody realizes that she might be, this Kedushin to the sister might work. That's what it says. Lo yaseh b'maimer, ein tzricha chalitza b'vad. If she didn't do maimer, then you only need chalitza. Why? My amr, t'boi nami mi yon shem yoyim ein Kedushin taisim b'achoysa, hakoyoy d'machoys chalutza d'rabona. If he does maimer, people view it as a marriage. And once people view it as a marriage, they're going to say Kedushin is not Taifas Bachaisa, even if he does Chalitza. But he also gave a get. And since he also gave a get, people are going to say there might have been a marriage, enough so that people will say Kedushin is not Taifas Bachaisa. So we throw in Mian to make sure that everybody realizes that there might not have been a marriage to begin with, it might be nothing. And therefore Kedushin is Taifas Bachaisa. Mashenken, if he didn't do Maimer, so all it is Chalitza. So people know that Chalitza is only a drabonon. Even if it were a marriage, right? Explain. There's no get. So there's no reason people will think that this is a sister of his wife. It was never his wife. If there's Mimer, there's a fear people will view it as sister of his wife. If there's no Mimer, they're not going to view it as sister of his wife. There's no get. And since there's no get, they're not going to say Kedushin is not Taifas. So therefore, we don't need any more than Chalitza.
So Chalitza
is a drabonon, which makes Kedushin is Taifas. I forget. We don't let him stay married. Hakol yaidim achayit chalutz drabanan. That's what the Gemara says. Everybody knows this. You know what I mean?
Once they see a get, they might make a mistake.
Once there's a get, that means we might be considering that the second guy is married to her.
The Raisa.
The Amar Ish Lakish Kan Shana Rebbe. Shlagi said in Yevamos on a Mishnah, the Rebbe taught us a chayes gerushim of the Raisa, a chayes gerushim of the Rizayfim. Dr. Gemara Vaita Hanu betrayed, there were two people that were Kishasi Chan betusi Tzufi. They were drinking wine under a tree under a kind of willow. Bebavo, shakul, I mean under a kind of willow tree. Shakul chad minaya kasa de chamre. Guy took a cup of wine. Shayav le lechamre, il chamre, gave it to his friend. Amar, he said, Mekachli brought the livery. Can I, my son, marry your daughter? Meaning, I'm going to represent my son, and you're going to represent your daughter, like she was a ktana, or a nara, and therefore, let's get a marriage done. Amravina, even if he, this is not a case of that. This is Vodas Avia. He's giving it to the father. But even according to the Mandama that says when the father is not involved, he might have agreed later. But we don't say when a father does kedushin without rishus of the father, without rishus of the son, that maybe nisrat saben. Maybe nisrat saben, that we don't say. Because there's a big difference. A father likes to marry off his daughter because he knows it's hard to find a shidduch for a girl. Tav lemeisav tandum and lemeisav armelu. And therefore, if his daughter didn't shloi midas, there's a good reason to believe that he might agree. Lemaisi, he gets her married. Mashenkin, a son, he's going to do it himself. He doesn't need any help from his dad. Nobody asked his dad to get involved. And therefore, there's no reason to assume he agreed to his father. What are you going to say? Maybe he was a shliach. Meaning, how do we know when people see this act, and will they assume it's nothing? Maybe the son made his father a shliach. And therefore, we should need a get. Dr. Gemara, nobody makes a father a shliach. A father is not a messenger boy. Not a current affair. It's not a current thing. Once upon a time, people had respect for a father. They would never ask a father to do anything for them. Maybe the son told his father, I'd like this girl. And therefore, the father is acting as a schus. And that's, now, he didn't appoint him as a shliach, which a son would never dare do, but the father knows his son wants it, so he's doing his son a favor. So to Gemara, Amalu Rabba Basimi, Farish Amar, Lesover Lotaha Rabba Shmuel. You're right. There should be a fear that maybe the son expressed interest, and therefore we should require a get to make sure that that didn't happen. But on the other hand, that's only if you hold like Rav and Shmuel that you're afraid Nisrat Zav. Ula didn't hold the Rav and Shmuel. And Beferish, Meir told us, which is Ravina, that he doesn't agree to Rav and Shmuel. He's not afraid of Shem and Nisrat Zav. And therefore, for sure, not afraid of any kind of Shash. If we don't know, we don't start thinking about maybe it happened. Right. Zakti Gemar Vaiter. So even though he spoke out, Afilu L'mandam Hashem and Nisrat Zahav, Rashi said he just threw it in as an extra. But he himself didn't hold of that to begin with. This is a kasha, by the way. I don't know what Rabbi Carr spoke out or not. There's a Re Barzili, is the name of a Rishon, that holds that a father can marry off his son the Kutton. That he can marry off his son the Kutton. It's a big chiddush, this Re Barzili. It's rare for many Gemaras. This wouldn't be swearing him because this is talking about a son that's a gadol. The Gemara talks about shliach. The Gemara talks about schia. But there is a Reb Barzili that says a father can marry his son off. It's a shver Reb Barzili. It's difficult because many Gemaras seem to say there's no such thing, and they all deal with it. That way them deal with it. But just as an aside, Shlaima Melech got married at 12. So, how did that kedusha work?
Like, where do we have Rashi saying something about kedusha on Freya? Where was that?
Amem Dalet Amid Beis. Amem Dalet Amid Beis, the second wide line. I'm sorry, it was before vacation. Yeah, but Rashi didn't take vacation with the Amem Dalet Amid Beis. We took vacation. That took my bite. Ahu Gavra, the Kaddish, Bekisha, the Yarka, Meshuka. It was a person that was Mekaddish, a girl, Shaloy Ladasavia, with a bundle of vegetables in the marketplace. Amar Rabin Avilu Man Davar Chayish Hashem Nisrat Zahav. Hanim Yil Aderech Kavod. Aderech Bezayin. This is considered a Bezayin Loi. The father would never agree. Amar Lerav Achim Adivtul Rabin Bezayin Demai. What is the Bezayin? He Bezayin the Yarka. He Bezayin the Shuka. Is it the vegetables or is it the location? Because Shuka, you don't do Kedushin in public. It's embarrassing. It's preacher's dick. The Gemara Naf Kamina, the Kaddish Bekasva Beshuka, used money in the Shuk. So if the vegetables are the Bezayin, there's no Bezayin. If the Shuk is the Bezayin, there is. It can be Bekisha the Yarka Bebeis, or use vegetables at home. My, Amaloi, Idu, Idu, Derech Bezayin, who they're both Bezayin, they both, we don't say Shemin Israt Zahav. Who the Amal Lekrive, the Kavoy, a guy said to his wife, I want to marry my...
In other words, the vegetables are in lower
madrega
than when they give a man gives a woman a
ain
or something.
No, it's not in lower madrega. No, it's not. A girl can accept anything for kedushin. The father wouldn't agree for a bezayin.
Also, it's the father only.
Yeah, it's only the father. Yeah. Listen, a girl has an option of saying no.
For the father.
Yeah. A girl that gets married and accepts a teina, she accepts an teina. She can accept vegetables too. There's nothing in the halacha that says you can't get married in a bezayin to go away.
Even the father can accept it.
If he wants to. But here he didn't agree.
But now we know that the Mishnah coming off is a bezayin.
Well, the Mishnah Stamma says it's a gedayla, sure. Why would he assume it's Shloimeh Das Aviyah? The Mishnah never discussed Shloimeh Das Aviyah.
No,
well, it has to be a gedayla, or the father accepted it for her. Either one. It's a deraisa. There's no shloimeh das aviyah as a gemara, never in the Mishnah. That the Gemara by two damer lekrivoy, a guy wanted to marry his daughter off to his relative. Damer lekrivoy, she said, my relatives. Kavse had the damer lotev lekrivoy. She gave made life visible till he agreed to marry her off to his relative. And they didn't do kedushin yet. At Achli Mishasi, they were celebrating that they were going to do the kedushin. This was the Kabbalah's Panim, right, the thing. Asik Krive, the Igwe Vekitcha, came his relative in the roof meaning upstairs, and it was Mekadosher, right? My question is, did the father agree to that condition or not? He gave his word, we're not accusing him of backing down of his word, and he wasn't in Sratza. He just spent a whole money on this Kabbalah's Panim. Right, he just spent this money with the Kabbalah spun him, so for sure he's not going to ruin his money. So he didn't. But if it wasn't his spending money, it was stamp a party without him paying for it. So according to the second shot, maybe he was Nisrat. According to the first shot, he wouldn't be Nisrat. She accepted Kedushin, which means it's a biblical Kedushin. Her father went away. V'amda v'nissus, and her father has no idea because he's out of town, and she went and did nisuin on her own. She's a ketana. Amar Rav, achelas v'trumas yavei v'yavimcha. Now, she can't do nisuin without the father's permission, but over here, l'maisa, he was mekadosher, so we can assume that he agreed, unless he tells us he didn't, he would agree, unless he tells us he doesn't agree, and we'll let her eat truma. Again, remember, Arusa eats truma biblically. It's only rabbinically that she doesn't, so over here, we allow it. It'll come out that she had no right to eat truma again rabbinically because the kedushin was l'das aviyah. Rav took into account Ravasi and he did not let her eat truma l'maisa. It's interesting because Rav lived in Bavo and Ravasi lived in Bavo. I don't know what kind of truma they had over there. So I'm not sure what the Choshla Rav Lid Ravasi means. What was he worried of? What was he Choshish? He didn't really have Truma there. I don't know. So I think of my writer. I'm a Rav Yisroel Rav Yitzchak Moed Rav Shem Mesa and a Yarsha. However, if she dies, when it comes to money, you can't assume that the father would agree. Ukim Emuni B'cheskes Mare, because money we leave where it is, which is in her family. What if she did the wedding, he's here, and he didn't say a thing? When he's not in town, he's not there. He's quiet because he's fuming. What right did she have to marry herself off? Kept quiet. We say he probably agreed. Period. Both were done shloy ladas. Vavia Khan, father is here. Avuna me chelas, ibibam amena chelas. Amra ula hadra avuna kachaymat lishinaya gushla inayim. It's like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes. Hashtamahas and the Kedusha the rice, amra loyakla, when Kedusha was ladas, and she didn't sue and shloy ladas. Ravuna said, ain't no chelas. So haka, that she did everything shloy ladas, like Koshkin. Nirin Divrei Talmud, therefore Ula says, I agree to Rabbi Yirmei Baba. I'm a rabbi, my shaymin Rav Ula, I've been asked about my son, but b'chayav. Meaning, since she did everything as if he's not around, right, if it's Niskachula Daitai, we can say he kept quiet, because he's angry. But here, he wouldn't keep quiet when she does two things, Kedushin and Nisun, he would have definitely piped up. No matter how angry he is, he would have definitely said something. And therefore, by not saying something, there's more chash nisratza, and therefore you can eat
truma. He doesn't want to say things he shouldn't say, so he tries to calm himself down. So then,
there's a limit to calm himself down. Here's this girl acting like I don't exist.
He acted that way. He made it like he was since he kept quiet, he's the one who holds the key, right?
Again. The first time, if he were in Iskacha Ladas and this is Shalai Ladas, he might be angry and not agree. And he's keeping quiet because he's very angry. But if she did Kedusha Shalai Ladas and then the Suwan Shalai Ladas, hello, I'm alive. Why didn't he say anything? There we don't say he's angry and he kept quiet. There's too many steps that she did. They can say, afterwards she can change her mind, so can he, obviously. She agreed. Father says, okay, it's okay. The father can say, I don't want her to marry the Mefuta, the Mefata. He asked for Minayan. It's a raya that she can say no. The Gemara is assuming that he was mefata l'shem kedusha, and she agreed. And it says she can change her mind. The Gemara is assuming that when he was mefata her, he did it for marriage.
And the father is not. We don't need the father.
It's saying either of the two can say no.
She can do it without.
No, it doesn't work, and I'm not talking about it working. We're talking about, can she back out of her original acceptance as Akhtana? Ravasi had said no. And here we see she can back out.
What was the problem we had with Rashi? Because he said Lumafreya before, what was that?
The question is, how can she back out if it's Lumafreya?
Bring your right.
Again, Rav said she can back out. She accepts Kedushin. He said yes. Meanwhile, she backed out. Before he said yes. For that.
That Rashi that I asked you about before is referring to a case of Shidduch. That's what it's talking about. That Rashi Davis is Shidduch. He's talking about where the father, before Kedushin, made the Shidduch. So the whole premise is that it's going with Shidduchi. That's why.
Again.
There's no Shidduchi. If she gets up and does it, why would you even think of Amafreya? That's why that Rashi said that.
Who says no Shidduchi here?
Why do you say this Shidduchi? She went and did it without her father's son. Why do you think she did it
without her? Again. It's the case in Scotia, the Dashloy, the Dasavia.
Right.
It says that. He or she or her father can say no. And what if they don't say no? What if the father says nothing? You tell me. I'm asking you.
If the father is using Kaddish, she lives without Sevilla.
And nobody says no.
It's good.
Why?
Maybe the father
With Shidduchi, without Shidduchi.
So,
if it's Shidduchi, we're back to the question. How can she back out? No, the problem is that Rashi before said it was from Afreya, and here it sounds like it works from the father's agreement. That's all. That's the command by the Amalu Ravli, Taisel Basri Epicha, do not learn wrong shot. The reason she can say no is because he never agreed to Kedusha. Oh, that the command Pitul Hashem Mishloi Shem is Kruaboy? Well, you need a pussy to say she can say no? It means to say that he has to pay knas. If she says no, even though the father is willing to marry her off, he could marry her off in the future, but he still has to pay knas. It says that we're dashing the pasuk that he has to do kedusha. There's a riot that it's not talking about with the father of Hashem kedusha. That's not a riot. That might just mean that her father has to agree, not that she needs a new act of kedushin. Dr. Mishnah Vaytar Melisha is kachli b'tomorrow zu is kachli b'zu. Guy says to a woman, be mekudeshes with this date, and then he says again, is kachli with another date. He said is kachi multiple times. Because each one is its own act of kedushin. B'zu, b'zu, b'zu. He says all together, one act of kedushin. We don't know what that's going on. So the halacha is, and the Gemara is going to deal with what that's going on. Who's the Tana that says that to break it into different actions, I need the word hiskachi repeated? He says it by shvuah, that it's only considered separate if he says shvuah. If not, it's considered one big shvuah. Same thing here. If he didn't say hiskachi every time, it would be one ma'aseh kedushin. Bazoom, 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 yesh b'kulam shavah pruta. Then it says, why say chelas? If one of them is worth a pruta, what is the case of why say chelas going on? Eli ma'resha, that he said hiskachi. I feel ma'yu yechelas, I feel ma'nagas nami. One has to be worth a pruta anyway. Each one is an act of ma'aseh kedushin. So what does it have to say? If she eats, one has to be worth a pruta. If she doesn't eat, and one of them has to be worth a pruta. Ela seifa. In the case when he made a big kedushin, and she's eating as it goes, right, we're saying one has to be worth a pruta. But the problem is, he didn't finish kedushin to the end. By that time, she owes him money, because she ate up the first date, which belonged to him. So I feel it become ice of a movie. It's all here, but we don't understand it. It ain't no kinami. There's no difference if she ate it or if it's here. Let me buy a kama. Let me buy a minakazikashabutinilai. She had a lot of pleasure. A megamra makinav, she's considered like a pruta. Kamash malon, that one of them has to be actually worth a pruta. Ravam, what? Don't say that. Rabami Amaloyla Masefa. I my Ache Bakhs on Shavaputa, Ache Bakhwain Shavaputa. Dr. Gemara Maravish Mamanam Rabami Tlas. The fact that Rabami accepted the premise of the question, that the one she's eating is a milva, you see the Rabami said three things to that. Number one, Shmaminam Makadish Mamilva and Makadeshis. Because obviously he's saying the fact that she ate it up and she owes it, he can't do Kedushin with the item that she ate already. Number two, Shmamin Amakadish Mamilva Pruta Daita Pruta. That even though there's a milva here, but he added a pruta, the last one, and that's what she's mekadeshes with, meaning she realizes that that's the kedushin, not the whole thing, because if she thinks she got the whole thing, it's not true. The first part can't work for kedushin. That we view it as a milva, because he really gave it to her as kedushin. And we say if the kedushin didn't work, it's a loan. We don't say that it's a present. And therefore, the halacha is that he accepted the premise of the question. Yes?
Can you be mekadesh with
Bikadon? If the Bikadon is still around.
Yes?
Yes.
So they have to do another act?
No. Okay. Because he's giving her something. If my mekadesh hakoytzai, somebody's mekadesh his sister, Rav Amar Chayzim.
Because of the last statement of whether or not this was a gift or not. Why is it bringing
the kasha is based on that it's a milva. That means Rav Ami accepted that premise. That it's a low. Everybody knows you can't marry your sister. Watch it for me, she won't accept it. The government asked Lushu Matana, he wants to give her a present. The name of Lushu Matana, why can't he say I'm giving you a present?
According to Rav,
Milt, it's embarrassing.
According to Rav, would she be chayav if something happened to it?
Mm-hmm.
Why, she didn't say anything.
Here we
had this is a shayla. If I give you something to hold for me, are you automatically a shamer?
And
you agreed to take it.
I didn't say anything.
But you agreed to take it from me.
Yeah, I agreed to take it.
Well, she took the thing from him.
He put it in my hand.
Again. He gave it, he said, I wrap Mukadash and Sleep at Tabazu to his sister. And she accepted the ring. Right. Everybody knows it's not Kedush. Matzir Rabina. Hamavish Chalosi Kemach, which is not Chala, ain't a Chala, but guess will be at
Kayan. I'm sorry, is Chala Truma?
It's similar to truma. It comes from different things.
Does a kohen have to take
truma? Every kohen has to take truma. Kohen has to take challah.
Has to take truma?
Yeah, he just can eat it.
Is challah the same thing?
Same thing.
Is it an additional thing?
Let me explain. Truma is taken from grain. After the grain is processed, you make dough. There's a new chiyuv challah on dough. It's a separate chiyuv.
When it's not taken, it's called tevel.
And wherever it's not taken, it's called tevel. And tevel is a chiyuv misa. Now, if you eat kernels of grain, you're not chayav and challah. Challah starts
when it's dough.
When it's dough.
Right. So it's a separate thing, but and a kohen has to take it also.
Kohen has to take truma also. He just can keep it. See, because this is again, Rashi Yavama says Tevel is usher because it has Truma mixed into it. Frank Rahesa, so why does the kohen have to separate it? He can eat Truma. Sometimes you see from here the Tevel is usher because Tevel is usher. We need the act of separation to make it not Tevel. It's a separate usher. Taisis Yavama. Maser Ravina Mavrish Cholosik Kemach Ein Echal Uve Gezel Biat Kain. My Gezel Biat Kain. Name Adam Yidei Shem Avish Echal Uve Kemach. Menasim L'Shem Atan. According to Shmuel, why does the Kain have to give it back? Shai Nasim Dinav Vekur Vemina. Dimna Disla the Kain Pokas Mechamish Revon Kemach, which is the Shir Chala. See Rashi how we got to Chamish Revon, which will be a question on the test. V'hai Olish Lo V'hadi Adadi, and he'll need it together with this one, which he thinks is putter. He'll think, I don't have to separate challah because I don't have a shear. Doesn't he know?
Why doesn't he have a shear?
He had less than a shear.
Then
he added the kemach that the guy gave him, which he thinks doesn't need to separate challah anymore. Because this is challah.
Everyone knows.
Didn't you tell me everyone knows? They know, but they don't know. But they don't know the reason. The suffer, they think, they think the reason is because the kohen cares. Therefore, if he doesn't care, it is chala. That's what the guy will think. Why make him give it back? Just tell him you have to separate off the flour. And we do that by truma. If you separate it from something that's chayiv and truma biblically, and flour pot with a hole, on something that's not chayiv chala biblically, which it means it's not really truma. We say truma, we let the kohen keep it. We just tell him he has to separate truma and maizes from it. There he trusts, he listens to us, so why can't we tell him the same thing by the flour? Now the Gemara betray money tzoras, b'chad money lo tzoras. There are two separate kalim, so you can understand. Here he can't understand. I got it. It's flour. So what? I don't care.
According to this shot that you left the coin, keep it.
We don't.
Nobody.
By truma, we let him keep it.
By truma, we let him keep it.
But we tell him it's really not truma. You better separate off of it.
So, is that not to say gezel, but it's a way of you're being mocked about bias?
No, you don't, because that's a big shaila. Most of the shame, since it's only a chiv drabbanon, drabbanon say he can get away with that.
But he knows he has to take it. I mean, we probably assume if the Baal Bais knows he has to do it again.
He doesn't have to do it again, a lot of Rishayim say.
He doesn't have to do it again.
Some Rishayim say the Lumaisa he gave from the Nakov. So we don't make, it's only Drabon on our Ein Nakov.
It's called?
It's Ein Nakov, is only rabbinic.
Okay.
So they can waive it. It's a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say the Baal Bais has to do it again. He boys say, Melodim Kray Maiz Taisis. Kahanim know what they're doing. But Sarah Baal Bias Niskanisasai. It's the Baal Bias that'll make the mistake. And he won't separate Chal again. Why? Again, Yedeya Veini Yedeya. Yedeya Shem Avishan Chal Kemach, but Veini Yedeya, the summertime Mamshin Tirch of the Kayan, Tirch of the Kayan Kibbalai. The Tirch of the Kayan, he was Makabal himself. Mention him tomorrow morning.